Today's daf is Erevin daf ches. I'm sorry, Psachim daf ches. Today's daf is Psachim daf ches. The last line, we'll set the last line of daf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Botkim Lola or Hacham Velola or Halvana, Velola or Havuka Lolor Haner. We don't do Bedikas Chametz by the light of the sun or the light of a moon or the light of a torch, but only for a light of a candle, v'mneisha or now yafel lebedika, because the light of a candle is good for searching for chametz. V'yafel pishen raya ledava, even though there's no clear proof, zecher ledava, there's a hint to it, there's a remembrance to it. Shenemar shivas yamim seor limatzivotechem, v'omer v'chapes begadol hechel, v'omer ba'es hahi achapes shalim baneros, v'omer nera shem nishmas adam chopes kol chadri batim. So we have one to another pasuk, right? It says lo yimatze. We have a pasuk that says mitzia involves chipus, searching. We have a pasuk which says chipus, searching, involves neros, candles. And we have a pasuk that says ner, that you use actually one ner to do the best kind of searching. So the Gemara asks, wants to clarify the beginning of the brayse of ein bokim l'orachama. Hi, orachama hechidai. What's the case of this orachama that you really shouldn't search with? If we're talking about a courtyard that has no walls, Hamar, Rava Chotzer, Eino Tzricha Bedika, a courtyard doesn't need searching at all. Because there are ravens there, and you can rely on the fact that the ravens will eat the chametz that's found there. Elabach Sadra, maybe we're talking about a portico where basically you have three, it's a roof, three walls, and the fourth wall is open. Hamar Rava Chsadril or Nivdekes. Rava says that actually you can search in Achsadr for Chametz, even though you have the sun, the light of the sun that's shining on it, and you don't need to search for it at night. So Lo Tzricha La Ruba De Becheder. We're talking about a closed room that there's a hole where there's light from the sun coming in. Udehecha. So what part of the room are we talking about? E Levade Haruba Haidu Achsadr. If it's opposite the opening, then shouldn't be similar to the case of the Rava's case. If it's like an open wall kind of situation, why would it not work? So Elalit Stadium. So we're talking about on the sides, and as if it's like it's open to the sun, if it's like a fourth wall, it's open, or it's open clearly, good for the sun, then it shouldn't be a problem. But if it's sort of to the sides, then it's a problem, and you would have to search by the light of a candle. So the Gemara, that Ruba is a skylight. Yeah, okay, that's, yeah. What? So maybe we'll say, search on the 13th. Why don't you say, right? In other words, why are you searching on the search on the day of the 13th, for example? Well, shouldn't that work also? Yeah, thank you, Howie. Yeah, that's a better way to say it. Okay, so the Gemara continues. The avuka lo bedik lo, and you can't use a torch. V'amar Rabbi Ma'aseh v'noga ko'ortia karnai miyado lo v'sham evyon uzo. So the pasuk in Habakkuk says that a brightness appears as the light. He has rays at his sides, and there is the hiding of his power. Lava tzadikim dobrim bifnei shchina kener bifnei havuka. So why do tzadikim appear opposite the shchina like a candle in front of a torch? So the explanation of the pasuk is that in the future, the light of the righteous will be like the 7 days of Bereishis. And the Karnayim, the rays, Miyadolo. So the rays from the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shine the faces of the Tzadikim. And nevertheless, their light doesn't compare to the light of the Shechina. And there is the strength, there is God's strength. The power of God's strength is the Shechina. So the difference between the Or of God and the Or of the Tzaddikim is the difference between the Or of a Ner, which is a little bit, a candle, the Or of a torch, which is a lot. So we see that a light of a torch is really good. Amarava, Lahavdala, mitzvah bin Abuvchar. For Abdallah, it's the best type of light. It's much better than the light of a candle, the light of a torch. It provides much more light. So why can't you search for chametz by the light of a torch? Amar Nachman Yitzchak. So yochel achnis l'chorim l'stakim, zayin yochel achnis l'chorim l'stakim. Because the light of a candle, you can search in the crevices and the cracks and the holes in order to search for chametz, but you're not going to do that. If you have a big light, a big torch, you're not going to go into the corners, and you're not going to be able to search at the corners. Rav Zvina Mar Ze'oro Lefanav, Ze'oro Melachorav. That the candle is in front of you, and the torch is behind you. And since you hold the candle, you search the place in front of you, so therefore a torch doesn't light as well. It only lights the area behind you, so that's not kosher, that's not good for bedika. Rav Amar, hi, boys, hi, low, boys. By a torch, you're afraid it's going to burn the house down, therefore you're not going to check carefully. But a candle, you're not that afraid, so you're going to check it carefully. Rav Amar, hi, mashach, nahor, hi, miktaf, itufe. But Papa says that the lamp draws light, and the light of a torch sort of fluctuates. So therefore, it's jumping around. So it's not consistent. So therefore, it's actually good for bedikas chametz. Now the Gemara is going to go back to explain our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Kol makom she'en machnisin chametz ein tzarich bedika." So the Gemara asked, "Kol makom lasuyim." I wasn't mean any place. What does that come to include? Why the Mishnah could have simply said, "Makom she'en machnisin bo chametz tzarich bedika." That a place that you bring in chametz needs bedika. Why is it to say any place that you don't bring in chametz doesn't need bedika? So lasuyim comes to include the following: Hatan Rabbanu, that which the rabbis teach. Chore bayisel yonim, the holes of a wall of a house that are very high, and your hands can't reach there. V'tachtonim, and the lower ones that you typically don't put chametz there. V'gag hayetzia, and a sloped roof, slanted roof, that because it's sloped, you can't put chametz on it because it's not high. V'gag hamigdal, and the roof, let's say, of a tower that you put food in kalim. V'revis bakar velulim, and the barn of an animal barn or chicken coop, where all the chametz there is eaten by animals or birds, chickens, as the case may be. The matbein, and also a storehouse that you don't typically a place where you put in straw, where you typically don't bring chametz in. The otzrel shi'ayin, the otzrel shemen, and storehouses of wine and oil where you don't typically bring chametz. Ein tzrichim bedika. You don't need to do bedikas chametz because chametz is not found in them. So that's why the Mishnah says, "Kol makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz," to exclude all these places, to exempt all these places from bedikas chametz. Because you might have thought that maybe rooms that you don't bring in chametz are exempt from bedika, but maybe some of these like upper or lower holes of the house that let's say an air room where there is chametz in the room. We would bring chametz in the room, but not in certain areas of the room. So maybe there you would think you would be obligated to do bedikas chametz. Therefore, it says kol makom she'ein machnis bo chametz, to tell you that these places are exempt from chametz, from bedikas chametz. Okay, hello. Right, so there we assume that they will eat the food. They will eat the animal feed. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. What?
If you're feeding chicken, you know, pieces of corn.
That's not a problem. Right, that's not a problem. So by the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Tuf, Lamed Gimel, Sifah. What?
Why is that not a problem?
If you feed the animals corn. Corn is not chametz.
Oh, let's say meat. Meat is a problem.
Well, I guess if it's chametz, right? Matzah also comes from wheat.
Yeah, but if it's not ground up, if it's a whole kernel of wheat.
Right, that might not be. Correct. Wheat is probably not. We're machmir probably, like, we get nervous if some water comes on it and yeast. But you're right. Technically speaking, it's probably not a problem. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Lamed Gimel Seif Vav writes that only with chametz she'ein yadua, only unknown chametz, you can rely on the fact that the animals ate it. But if you know for sure that there's chametz in the chicken coop, then you would have to destroy it. The Ramah challenges what he says, that, you know, he so there's a discussion about whether you know, the Ramah challenges the Shulchan Aruch in that place. In other words, are we only talking about unknown chametz, or are we even talking about known chametz? That's a discussion about this case. But anyway, in other words, if we assume that you wouldn't bring in chametz, or the chametz would be destroyed or eaten up, so then you don't have to search for chametz in that place. So let's say you have a bed that you place in the middle of the house instead of a mechitza, to separate between the house and to separate the house into two, and to use each area as a separate use. And the legs are very high, and there is a space underneath it to the ground. Tzricha b'dika, you need to check chametz underneath that bed that serves as a divider. Or amino, but we have a question. We have a stira, a contradiction between that and another b'risa. Chor shebeino dam lechaveru zebodek ad makom yodam magias zebodek ad makom yodam magias v'asharam avat lebelibo. So let's say you have, I live in one apartment, you live in another apartment. There's a hole between. That extends from my apartment to your apartment, okay, like in the middle of the room. So I might store stuff in that hole, like a little cabinet, and you might store stuff in your hole. So I only have to reach, check for chametz, up to the point where my hand could reach, because any other hand, if it's farther than my hand will reach, it's not accessible easily. And I just have to do bitul chametz, and that's sufficient. And same thing with you. And Rashi says a bed that serves as a divider in the house between two sections, and wood and stones that are organized under it, that serve as a divider. And let's say there is space between it and the wood, it does not require bedika. So the Gemara says, Kasha mita, Kasha achorin. So we have a question. Shimon Gamliel said in the first brisa that a bed does require bedikas chametz, and this brisa says it does not require bedikas chametz. We also have a question from the fact that the first brisa says that the holes in the wall do not require bedikas chametz, and here we're saying the holes do require bedikas chametz. So the Gemara answers, Chorin achorin lo kasha habi loy v'tatoy. He says, yeah, the first brisa, which says that you don't do bedika, that's talking about holes that are really high or really low that you typically don't put chametz in. But the brisa, which says you do need bedika, that's talking about a hole in the middle of the wall where you use as like a little as a storage area. Mita lokasha, ha dimidalia, ha dimitatai. Also with the bed, it's not a question, because the first brisa, which says you need to do bedikas chametz, they were talking about a bed that's very high off the ground, and you typically will put chametz, you might put stuff underneath it. So they were concerned you might leave chametz there. And the brisa, which says you don't need to search under it, that's talking about with a bed that's very low. Even though there is some small area under it, nevertheless, it's not comfortable, it's not easy to put chametz there. It's not easy for someone, and so we don't assume that you put chametz there. You don't need to do bedikas chametz. And the Gemara is going to ask, "Ochos yai answer bedika what? Wide storehouse don't require bedika." V'hatanya, we hope we learn a brisa. Ochos yai tzarich bedika. Ochos shevet tzarich bedika. Then we have brisa which says that the wine storehouses do require bedika. Oil storehouses do not require bedika. Hachamai skinan be mistapek. That we're talking about the second brisa talking about. That wine that you use in the middle of your meal. In other words, if you have a storehouse full of wine, what are you basically doing? You're selling it as a business. So if you're only selling it, you're not going to bring your chametz in there. All you have in the storehouse is wine. However, if it's a storehouse of wine that, let's say, in the middle of your meal, if you need some wine, you're going to go in the middle of your meal and get it. So you might have bread in your mouth or bread in your hand when you're getting the wine, and then we're concerned there might be chametz in that storehouse. Ihachi shebenami. So if that's the case, we're talking about storehouses they might use during the meal. So maybe the storehouse of oil also, you might need it during the meal as well. You might also want to do that. So shemen yesh kevel achila. Yain in Keralishtia. When it comes to oil, you know how much oil you need for the people in your meal, you know, to rub their hands, to clean them. So that's predetermined. Wine, you never know, because sometimes you might need to drink more wine.
It's guest dependent.
What? Yes.
It's guest dependent.
Right. You may have had a rough day, you may have had a really good day, okay, whatever the reason is. Wine is not as predictable as oil. Okay. Tani Rav Chiya. So therefore you might end up going in the middle of the meal to get more wine. Tani Rav Chiya also Sheikha Bavava calls us Jai Bar Israel. Rav Chiya said that in Bavel they drank a lot of beer, so therefore they also didn't have a fixed amount, and therefore it's like bimistapik. So therefore, the beer storehouses also they would check for chametz because they would also go in during the meal because they would frequently perhaps go in during the meal because it was also unpredictable how much beer people would drink. Amar Rav Chista Bei Dagim Ein Tzarich Bedika. The storehouse of fish do not require bedika. Vatanya tzricha bedika. We have a brisa which says that they do require bedika. Lokasha haravi ha zutre. Large fish do not require bedika because you know how many you can eat for the meal. Small fish, little sardines or whatever, that you might want to bring a little bit extra so that there's no fixed amount. So therefore, you might bring those during the meal. Rav Huda Bei Milche Bei Kirei Tzarech Bedika. Rav Huda says storehouses of salt or wax for lighting require bedika because again it's not fixed and you might need it in the middle of the meal. Amar Papa Bei Tzive Bei Tami Tzarech Bedika. Storehouses of wood or dates require bedika again they don't have a fixed amount they might need them during the meal. Tana Ein Mechayvim Oso Lahachnis Yada Lachor Nistakim Libdok Bimnei Asakana. The Brisa now. Gemara is now going to explain this brisa that exempts you from searching in times of danger. You're not required to stick your hand in holes and crevices to check for chametz because of danger. So, ma'isakana, what danger are we talking about? Inema, ma'isakana's akro, because maybe there's like a scorpion that might be there that danger to your life. So, therefore, you're not required to put your hand in the hole. So he says, like when you put the chametz in there to begin with, how'd you do it? Why weren't you concerned for that danger then? Well, tzricha denafal. So we're talking about a case. What? Let's say a house that fell, and when the house was around, you used the holes of the wall, and you put chametz in it. Now, when the house falls, so or at least a part of the house falls. So then, between the stones, there might be scorpions that are there in like the garbage. It's a destroyed area, so there you're more concerned about snakes or scorpions. So therefore, you would not need to put your hand in something where you can't see where you're putting your hand in. Inafa, if we're talking about a house that fell, lamali bedika, why do you need to do bedikas chametz at all? Vatanan chametz inafa lamapolos harei kumavuar. So chametz that stones fell on it, it was like a big heap, a heap of rocks fell on it. If the chametz is viewed as destroyed, it's at the bottom of the pile. You don't have to search for it. Hasam she'ena kel biyachol lechapitz achrav, hachak shel biyachol lechapitz achrav. So with Mishnah, which says that you would have to search for it. So they were talking about where a dog cannot reach it. In other words, it's not so deep inside it's not such a large heap. It's a smaller heap of stones, and dog can get it. And where we say that the Brisa which says that you don't have to search for the chametz, that's when even a dog wouldn't go after it. So there's no way you can have access to it on Pesach. So you don't need to search for the chametz. But wait a second, why the Rabbanon exempt you from searching for chametz? Don't we say that people who search, who are involved in mitzvos, they don't get harmed? So when you're searching for chametz, why should you be concerned about a scorpion biting you? You're doing a mitzvah. Amar Ravashi, Shema Tovad Lo Machat VeAsiluni Basra. Yeah, we're not concerned about you getting harmed while you're doing the mitzvah. Maybe you will have lost. Maybe you're saying to yourself, oh, you know what? Not only am I searching for chametz, but I lost a needle in this pile of stones. So when you're searching for the needle, so then you're going to look for it, and then you're not a shliach mitzvah anymore at that point, and then you may get harmed by the scorpions. But wait, is this not a mitzvah? If your intent is to, number one, search for the chametz and for the needle, you have a dual purpose. That's not a mitzvah. Is that really true? V'atanya omer sela zu litzdaka bishvo sheyach yichavenio b'oshe eye ben olam haba harizit tzadik gomor. If you say that I'm going to give tzedakah so that my son should live, or that I will be someone who's going to be someone who's olam haba, I'm considered a tzadik gomor. So why, if you have a double intent here, number one for a mitzvah, not for a mitzvah, so why do we say that that's a problem? You're tzaddik, so what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, we're concerned that what are you going to do? You're going to first search for the chametz. And so it's true, if you search for the chametz and your goal is to then one search for the chametz and for something else, you are a tzaddik gomor, you're not going to be harmed. But if after you finish searching for the chametz, then you look for the needle, then we're concerned then that you're not going to have the protection, you might get harmed. Just want to point out, Tosus points out here that it says here, if you have a dual purpose, you're tzadik gamor. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that you shouldn't be someone who tries to serve the master in order to receive reward. So here you're doing that to receive reward. So the number answers this question. The way Tosus answered the question is that the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where Antigno says don't do a mitzvah in order to receive reward, that's talking about a case where if you don't receive the reward, you will regret having done the mitzvah. But if you don't regret having done the mitzvah, it's not a problem. Some of Farshim also say that there's a difference between tzedakah and every other mitzvah. I mean, tzedakah, you're allowed to challenge, you're there because it says there's a direct promise, aser to aser, aser to aser, aser bishvil shetis asher, that you're especially guaranteed to get rewarded. So there you're allowed to have a dual purpose, maybe more than other mitzvahs. There are different ways to sort of deal with this question. In any case,
we didn't answer the original question. Shalucha mitzvah ain't a nizakin.
So he's concerned.
First, he answered that maybe you're going to do both.
So we're concerned the following.
One after the other. So then you finish with shalucha mitzvah. During the shalucha mitzvah, you're not going to be gone.
Yeah, so we're saying is we're concerned that someone's going to forget. We're concerned that someone is going to forget. He's going to forget to stop looking. In other words, he's going to look for the chametz and he's going to look for the needle, and he's not going to realize that he doesn't have God's protection. So in other words, it's dangerous to do this. So he has God's protection for the mitzvah. So Chazal are aware that someone's going to forget to stop looking after he finishes searching for the chametz, and therefore they're not going to obligate you to search for the chametz. They'll say just do bittul. Because if they tell you, no, you have to search for the chametz, we're concerned that after you search for the chametz, you're going to search for other stuff. I found a lot of things. When I do bedikas chametz, I remember this one time that my son, that he was going back Shanabet for Eretz Yisrael. And that day, we couldn't find his passport. And he thought that I had the passport and that I somehow misplaced it. So and in any case, it was a big mad dash. He didn't get on that flight. And then I think he had to get on the airport, the plane, a day or two later. And it wasn't until Bedikas Chametz, that Pesach, that we found his passport. We did Bedikas Chametz, and we weren't looking for the passport. We found his passport, and it turned out that he had taken the passport. It was not my fault. So I was justified. But in any case, so sometimes when you search for chametz, you find other things as well. In any case, Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mishum, but we didn't find a snake. Mishum Sakana Sanach. He wants to say the danger of searching in the hole of a wall is because the danger of non-Jews, and that's what's the danger of non-Jew. Plemohim. This is what Plemo says. Itanya. Choshe ben Yehudi le Aramoi, bodek ad shemakom yodomagas v'ashar mavad lo belivo. A hole in the wall that's between a Jew and a non-Jew. So you search the hole until your hand reaches, and the rest you're mavatel in your heart. Plemo omer kol atzma in a bodek mivnei sakara. Plemo says, no, you don't have to search at all in the hole because of the danger. My sakara, what's the danger? Inema sakara shafim. That the non-Jew is going to say that you are practicing witchcraft and he's going to kill you. kishtamish, hechishtamish, but it, when you use it in the first place, so how weren't you concerned that the Nachri is going to say that you are a witch then, or you engage in witchcraft then? Hasam kishtamish yamama nahara velomaska daite. When you put the stuff in the hole, it was during the day, and there's no concern apparently that you're doing witchcraft because we only do witchcraft at night. That's what they think. Hacha lele shragahu, but at night when you it's a nighttime and using a candle, so then masika daite, so then he might think that you're engaged in witchcraft and he might kill you. So that's the danger. But are we concerned? But doesn't Rav Elazar say that shluchim mitzvah aren't harmed? So the Gemara says, "Heicha di shchicha chazek ishari." No, where it's common to where harm is common, then it's different. Shenemar byomer Shmuel eich elech v'shama Shmuel v'argani v'yomer Hashem eglas baka tigach biyadecha. Hashem tells Shmuel to anoint David, and Shmuel says, "Wait a second, Shaul's going to kill me. What should I do?" So Hashem gives him an etzah how he can hide the fact that he's anointing Shaul. So Shmuel is a shaliach of Hashem. But again, we're not concerned because shluchei mitzvah. But he should still be concerned because here, since the when it, where it's common, where it's likely that you may have harm, so you have to be concerned about it. Boy, minei Rav. So now we're going to discuss more about this concept of shluchei mitzvah in Nizogin. Honey, bnei bei Rav, did dairei bebaga mahu lemeisei kado v'chashucha lebei Rav. Those students from the house of Rav, they're living in the villages in the valley. Are they allowed to come early in the morning or leave late at night? Amar lehu neisei alive al tzavar. Let them come in the dark, and the punishment of their will be on me. In other words, I will be their guarantor that they won't be harmed, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah will protect them, even though they're not, their intent is not for the mitzvah, but Rav recognized his Talmidim, and he knew that they intended for this for the purpose of the mitzvah. Nezel Mai, are they also allowed to return after it's dark? Because they're just returning home. I don't know. To come to learn, so then they're going to protect, but to go home, I don't know if indeed they get the protection. Itmar, Rabbi Elazar, Shluchim Mitzvah Nizokim, Lo Balei Chasav, Lo Bachazirasad. Yes, you get the protection to the mitzvah and returning from the mitzvah. Come on, like whom is this? Ki Haitana, Tana, Isi Ben Yud Omer, Klape, Shamar Torah, Vlo Yechmon Isha, Artecha. Torah says that if you make Aliyah L'Rego, you make a pilgrimage during Aliyah L'Rego, so if you leave your land, no one's going to be on your land. So what's going to happen? Aren't you concerned someone's going to take your land? So Torah promises you that no one's going to covet your land when you make Aliyah L'Rego. Malamish etehe parascha roba afar vein chayim azikasa. And not only will no one take your land, but your cow will be grazing in the pasture, and no wild animal will harm it. Tarnagolascha menakeres ba'ashba. Your chickens will poke around in the garbage dump. Vein chodem azikasa, and the weasel won't harm it. V'lo dvar kavachomer. And isn't this a logical analysis here? Ba eli shadark and lizok einam nizokim b'dam shadein dark and lizok alchatz kama kama. Just like a cow and a chicken who typically get harmed, we're promising that they won't be harmed. People who typically will not get harmed, they have more mazel, and they don't get harmed as much as property. So certainly they won't be harmed. Ainli ella halicha bechazara minayin tamalomar ufanisim bokav alach alolecha malami shetelach b'timza alecha b'shalom. So how do you know that when they return from Aliyah L'Regel, they won't be harmed, or their property won't they won't be harmed? Property won't be harmed. Pasuk says in Re'eh that you're going to turn in the morning and you're going to turn to your tent. In other words, you're going to go home and you're going to find that your tent is b'shalom, in peace. The Gemara asks v'chimiyachar dafilu bechazira. So if, when they return, they don't get harmed, so when the Torah says, why does it tell you that? If they don't get harmed when they return, certainly they won't get harmed when they go there. So why does the Torah have to specify that? The pasuk doesn't come to tell you Shluchei mitzvah ein nizokin, because that you learn from the pasuk which says that when you return, you're not going to be harmed. But this comes to tell you, only someone who has eretz, who has land, who has karka, is obligated to make aliyah leregel, and someone who doesn't have karka is not obligated to make aliyah leregel. Amar avin bar abba bar avadam rabbi yitzchak mipnei ma'ein peros ginosar yushalayim. Why do ginosar fruits, these are very sweet, that grow in ginosar, that's the kinneret, why do they not grow in Yerushalayim? Kadei shel yehu oli regalim omrim, so that the oli regal don't say yamoy lo linu elechol peros ginosar yushalayim dayenu nimtis aliyah shel yishma. So that the people won't say that, oh, had we only gone for to eat these sweet fruits, Yerushalayim would be sufficient. And then making aliyah, going aliyah regel would be shelo lishma. We want you to go up for Kadosh Baruch Hu, not for the good fruit. Why aren't people from the hot springs of Tveria found in Yerushalayim? They shelo. You only regalim omrim ilmay lo linu ela lirchot b'chamit Tveria dayenu v'nim saliyah shelo lishma. So why aren't if the hot springs were in Yerushalayim, then people would make a pilgrimage to Yerushalayim. Why? For the hot springs. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the hot springs in Yerushalayim. Okay. So by the way, the Tosfos HaRash writes that it should have been in Yerushalayim. Why? Why would we say the hot springs should have been in Yerushalayim? Because the heat would come, because apparently the Gemara in Shabbos writes that the opening for Gehenim, for Gehinom, is found in Yerushalayim. So you would think it would be very convenient then to have the hot springs in Yerushalayim. So, but for this reason, it wasn't created in Yerushalayim. Okay, the Gemara now says, he's going to now talk about these two rows. What we said, that there are the two rows in the wine cellar require Bedikas Chametz. Now we have to ask, what two rows? Okay, that's the question. So, Uvame or Mushte Shuros, that we said that the two rows in the wine cellar, that's where you bring in the chametz. So Martif Man Darchashme, where the Mishnah start talking about Martif, that so that the Mishnah asks, oh, and about which they said two rows, and the Mishnah never mentioned two rows to begin with. So the Gemara says, Halkamar, this is how you have to say, this is what the Mishnah says. Komakom Shein Machtis Bo Chametz in Tarech Bedika, any place where you don't bring in chametz, you don't require Bedika. The otros, giant otros, shem and name in Tarech Bedika. And storehouses of wine, sources of oil also do not require Bedika. Uvaveh Amru Shtei Shuros B'Martef, and about that which they said, that you need to search two rows of barrels of wine that are ordered in a wine cellar. That's Makom Shina Machnisim Bo Chametz U'B'Mistapek. And that we're talking about, that's only said in a place where you bring in chametz, right? That's only talking about a case with a martef, with a wine cellar that you use for the needs of a meal. And they were concerned that the waiter is going to come into the wine cellar with his bread. So what do you have to search in the martef? So Beisham Omer Shtei Shuros. So the Gemara is now going to explain. There's a debate that I'm going to debate in the opinion of Beisham. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Shtei Shuros Sha'amru. The Rabbi Yehuda says that Beisham, when he says the two rows, so those are min ha'aretz v'ad shmei ha'aretz, ad shmei korah. So basically, you walk into the storehouse, it's the first two rows from the bottom all the way to the top. Okay, so the first two rows from the bottom all the way to the top. Right, so it would be, well, so it wouldn't be rows, it would be what, two columns, right? The closest two columns to the wall, that's what you would...
The outer two columns,
right. In other words, it's all the way up vertically, but horizontally, it's only two rows in. And Rav Yochanan Amar, Shur Achas Kamin Gam. It's like a Greek gimel. In other words, what he would say is, you go, it's one row up, one column up, and then the whole top row. Okay? And then, Tanya, of course, if I didn't have pictures of my Gemara, I would have no clue. I need to see it. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yehuda, Tanya Kavasi Rav Yochanan. So we have a bris in the sports of Yehuda and Rav Yochanan. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yehuda, Beisham Rim, Shtei Shuros, Al Kol Pnei Kol Amartev. Rabbi Yehuda, we have a brayso like Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Beis Shammai said two rolls on the whole face of this wine cellar. Shnei shiro shamru min ha'aretz v'ad shmei korah. So that's the first opinion, right? Two columns. Thank you, Rabbi Yehuda. Yochanan, shnei shiros al pnei kol amartev hachitzona rosa pesach. The outside sees the opening. There's the whole outer column. And al yona rosa korah, the top row, that which sees, as it were, sees the roof. The inner area does not, and what's below it does not require bedikas chavetz. Okay, now we try to understand Beis Hillel's position, more lenient. So two outer rows that are the upper rows. Amarav el yona vishalamata hemena. What he means is the top row, the top corner. Okay, so the one that's the top. The row, the top column of the top row. So just that corner, okay? Those barrels, the barrels that are both the top column and the top row and the one below it. Ushmul amar el yona v'shelifnim hemena. And the Shmuel says that the top, the one that's the top row and the top column, you know, that row that's both the highest and the one closest to the door, and the one that is inside. In other words, you go the next one that's also the top row, but one column in. My time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? Dayik chitzonos. He infers from the fact that it says shtei shiros chitzonos. So you got to do the two outer rows, one's closest to the door. V'hach el yonos, doesn't say el yonos, the top ones. Lema'ute tatoi de tatoi. Now that comes to exclude the ones, the bottom ones. Now it's all the rows from the bottom runs from the third, from the top and below. U'shmul amar, el yonos shall lifnim heimena. My time, what's the reason? According to Shmuel, dayek el yonos. He infers el yonos, the two top ones. V'hach itzonos, doesn't say the outer ones. Lema'ute gavyase de gavyase. So that comes to exclude the inner ones. Rav Chiya Tani Kevasi the Rav, Bechulo Tanai Tani Kevasi the Shmuel. So it's a debate. Rav Chiya is like Rav, the other Tanai are like Shmuel, Bechulo Kevasi the Shmuel, and Bechulo like Shmuel, that you do the two top rows, the two upper top rows. That you go, you only have to do the on the upper level, the upper row, but the two columns that are closest to the opening. Okay. So that's it for today. For those who are interested, we're going to have